On the wrong side of Tinseltown, only BFM's man on the street knows where to go for the real scoop. It's Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.
Morena, Fabian, how are you?
Morena, I am well, thank you. How are you?
I'm very well. It's a nice sunny day in Auckland City. What's happening in LA?
Well, it's very sunny here. We're heading into winter. It's cooling down very slowly, but yeah, it's good. I was in New York last weekend. It's quite chilly there, but still very warm here.
Any good movies? What were you doing in New York?
I was there to talk to, I don't know if I mentioned this last week or not, I was there to interview Ian McKellen and Helen Mirren.
What a combo.
Film that they're in. Yeah, yeah, they're starring in a new film called The Good Liar, which is out in New Zealand in about 3 or 4 weeks, I think. And always a pleasure to talk to those two. I've interviewed them both before, but they're always an absolute delight.
They're a classy act.
Nice thing in New York.
They're a classy act in their own right. I can't believe they're in this big flash movie together. What's the gist of the movie that they're in?
It's kind of, Ian McKellen plays a con man, and Helen Mirren is his latest mark. And it's kind of a twisty drama thriller kind of thing.
Sounds quite up my alley then. I do like a sort of a high stakes, murdery, chasey kind of a movie.
Yeah, yeah, no, it lives up. It's maybe chasey and murdery, but, you know, it's
Oh, you're going a bit soupy there. Can you still hear us?
Oh, hello. I can still hear you. Can you hear me?
Oh, you're a little bit crackly, Fabian. We'll keep persevering. We'll see how we go. Anything else that we should be looking forward to watching in New Zealand?
Well, there's a few notable releases this week. Bellbird is a New Zealand film that is getting all sorts of amazing reviews, which I'm really excited to see. It's like a low-key rural dramedy that just looks fantastic and stars Marshall Napier and Annie Whittle, Cohen Holloway. Yeah, I'm super excited to see that. I'm kind of frustrated that I can't over here yet, but
that got quite a bit of hype in the film festival circuit, didn't it?
Yeah, played at the festival this year, did very well over in Australia there, and is the debut film of a writer director. His name is Hamish Bennett, I believe, teacher turned filmmaker, which is pretty cool.
Very cool.
So that's worth seeking out. Last Christmas is in theaters this week, which is a Christmassy romantic comedy directed by Paul Feig and written by Emma Thompson, starring Emilia Clarke and Henry Golding, the guy from Crazy Rich Asians.
Written by Emma Thompson,
looks kind of cheesy. Pardon?
Did you say written by Emma Thompson?
Yeah, and she's in it too.
Has she written much before?
Yeah. I believe she, didn't she write the screenplay for Sense and Sensibility?
Oh,
that,
maybe she
that
did.
She was in herself. She's been writing for a while. I think she might even had a role in the latest Bridget Jones screenplay. Yes, she wrote that. She wrote Nanny McPhee.
Oh my gosh, I had no idea.
You've been sleeping on Emma Thompson's writerly abilities.
Especially if she did write that Sense and Sensibility screenplay. I watch that at least once a year because I'm a huge nerd. So that's one of my favourite movies of all time.
Yeah, and so you were just appreciating her as being in it.
I know.
And she also wrote the Pride and Prejudice that she was involved in as well.
Oh my gosh.
Oh no, she's
Take my hat off, Emma.
Uncredited. Yeah, okay. She's great. But the big film in theatres this week is Doctor Sleep, which is a sequel of sorts to The Shining. It's based on a book that Stephen King published that's about the little kid from The Shining all grown up. He's played by Ewan McGregor in this film. The notable aspect of this movie is that Stephen King himself was never a fan of Stanley Kubrick's version of The Shining,
right?
Despite everyone else being a big fan of that film. And so Mike Flanagan, who directed the new Doctor Sleep, kind of had to get Stephen King's permission to lean into The Shining film in the sequel, because the book sequel kind of is a sequel to the book, you know, and it's not exactly Stanley Kubrick's version of that world. So they brought those two together. I actually really liked Dr. Sleep. It functions effectively enough as a follow-up to The Shining. There's the Overlook Hotel. There's certain scenes and characters that come back. But for the most part, it kind of does its own thing. It's kind of a brutal fantasy horror about this troop, this traveling group of kind of like, they look like evil jugglers or something.
Oh, dear.
who seek out people who have the shine and consume their essences to survive.
This is definitely going to be too scary for me.
Yes, it's a creepy film, and Rebecca Ferguson, who's an amazing actor, is kind of the main villain in it, and she's extremely captivating.
Awesome.
So I definitely recommend Dr. Sleep.
Dr. Sleep. So that's the big spooky one you can go and watch this weekend if you want to. Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. And if you really want to get festive, you can watch a Christmas movie already. I like that.
Yeah.
I think
November Christmas movies are here.
I can't start watching Christmas movies until at the very earliest the last week of November. But I know you like to get Christmassy early, don't you, Tess?
I have worn a Santa hat already.
Already this year, in October. I'll just point that one out as well. Hey, well, thank you so much, Fabian. Great recommendations, as per usual, and we will talk to you next week.
Awesome. Have a good one.
You too. See ya.
You'll be listening to Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.
Annual Christmas.